Hello, everybody, and welcome to the Spiritual Journey podcast. We're on episode 123. Just hearing that number just makes me so proud. So I just want to start by saying thank you. Thank you to all our listeners. 123, I love the number sequences. And I love this space. I love sharing whatever knowledge I have. And started this as a passion project with maybe one episode a month. And now we're do at least one episode a week. So I'm excited to see where this podcast goes. And wouldn't be where it is now without my beautiful co-host. So introducing the amazing, the stunning, the healer extraordinaire, Stacey Brown. Stace, do you want to do an intro?
Thank you, friends. It's so good to be back with you. My name is Stacey. I'm an intuitive healer. I do readings for people from around the world. I'm also a podcast host. And I am an Akashic record reader and a spiritual coach and mentor. I recently published my first book, Journey to Soul Center, Discovering the Gift of Surrender. It's available on Amazon and Audible, and I'm really looking forward to this topic today.
Thank you, Stace. Hi, everybody. I'm Nims. I am also an Akashic record reader, Akashic trainer, podcast host, podcast creator, and a spiritual coach and mentor. And I love the work I get to do. I really do feel that we've been pushed to shine a light, and I get to guide people to shine their beautiful light. And I love what we do. I love to be able to guide people in that sort of way. I've just come back from hosting my first soul spa, as we called it. It's a 3-day retreat in Vancouver, and this topic came up in that retreat too. So this week's topic is all going to be about speaking your truth. And before I go there, I just want to introduce a quick promo. Interestingly enough, recording this on the 29th of Feb, which is the bonus day for the year. And obviously March starts tomorrow. And we thought, what's a good promo to start with? We had Name Your Price in December, which actually was great for people to reach out and actually experience what me and Stacey do. So we want to do something similar. So we thought we'd do like a Mad March promotion. And so what we're going to do is for $33, you can get a 30-minute reading with either me, Stacey, or both of us. I'll include the link in the show notes, and you can get a reading from us, experience what we do. Our voices can guide you and the rest of it. And just to point out, this is not a Akashic reading. Akashic reading takes longer than 30 minutes. This is a reading or a coaching session to just give you insight into what's happening in your world and any advice we can give you. How are you feeling about the Mad March promotion, Stace?
I'm always excited when we have the opportunity to give back. And I feel like this is a great opportunity for anybody who's been thinking about experiencing what we can do. This is your invitation. And we're really excited about being able to do promotions like this. So I'll be curious to see who's ready to take advantage of it.
Yeah, and I love the Name Your Price promo. It just lots of people reached out, and we got to connect with so many more people. It was beautiful. So I'm looking forward to seeing where this promo takes us. We're always looking for something different to do, so and give back in the best way we can. So I'm excited. Let's see what March holds. You know, it's the third month of the year, hence the price of 33. 33 in numerology for me, in the work that I did with Sidra, is communication expansion. Communication connection. So just thought it was a nice number to pick. So moving on to this week's topic about speaking your truth. For me, this really is an important topic, because I do feel like a lot of us right now are being pushed to speak our truth. And actually, I talked about it at the Soul Spa this weekend. It's speaking your truth is really about speaking from your heart. A lot of people, see speaking your truth as, kind of reacting in whatever way you need to, whether it's anger, whether it's frustration. For me, speaking your truth, speaking from the heart, and speaking with intention. It's if you speak your truth and it's got to a point of you being angry, then maybe it's something you should have dealt with sooner. And for me, we talk about it on this podcast before, practicing the pause is a really important thing to do, which is, as humans, we naturally react. So if we get attacked and we, kind of feel like we need to speak our truth, we respond. We don't, sorry, we react. And what does a react look like? Is react with anger or retreat? When you practice the pause, what you do is you just pause before you respond, and you almost don't, you don't need to respond immediately, right? You just breathe and you give yourself time to respond. And when you respond, you're responding with intention. You're in control because you're responding from that place, from a heart-led space rather than a head-led space. So that's, and just I guess to add on to the topic of speaking of truth, and if you're going to delve into the chakras and what it means from a chakra perspective, the throat chakra is normally blue. And there's a lot of work that you can do to work on your throat chakra. But the first thing I'd do is just check in with your throat and really ask yourself, are you speaking your truth? And we do a lot of work with this with our clients, is really ask the question, what area in your life are you not speaking your truth? There's a lot happening right now in terms of our expansion, which means that, there are a lot of people in our life that are triggering us. There are things happening and cycles closing, and it just is a real period of expansion. I talk about it in most episodes where, for me, 2023 and certainly the beginning, January to mid-Feb, was all about closing cycles. And, we're all going through a lot. And it really is, we're moving into a period where we need to put ourselves at the center. Because when you put yourself at the center, your light becomes so much brighter. And, we're all being challenged to maybe think about what are we doing career-wise? How are we showing up? How are we shining a light? I gave up my corporate role just over a month ago to focus on the healing side of the business, and I'm excited to look for to see what it looks like. And that's what I mean by speaking your truth, and is looking at the areas of your life where you are shining your light the brightest, and also looking at the light where you're not. And are you, is there certain parts of your life you're not being authentic? You're not being your true self. You're changing your vibration to be in someone else's space. And in many ways, you're lowering it. In that area, are you speaking your truth? What does speaking your truth look like? If you could pick one area of your life and truly speak your truth, but from a loving perspective. Blood relatives, blood family is always an interesting area for a lot of us, and that is, are you speaking your truth there? Because, ultimately, your soul picked your blood family to expand you in this lifetime. It doesn't mean, they're always there to be loved, right? They're somehow they're here to expand you. And it's always a good question to ask is, am I speaking my truth with my blood family? A lot of us are closing our soul contracts, which means we're coming to an end of a cycle with people. And, maybe we're just staying for the sake of staying. It just, this topic really just is a great insight into what is happening around your world. When you truly ask, am I speaking my truth? And challenge yourself and say, okay, what areas am I not speaking my truth? What do I need to do differently? It gives a great insight into where you really are. So, Stacey, when we talk about this topic, speaking your truth, what does it mean to you?
Well, I think it's important to trace back to the beginning and how we were exposed to things as children, right? Did we grow up in an environment where we were able to be ourselves and talk about how we felt or what we think? And I would say I was very challenged with that growing up. There was a certain expectation and a way of doing things, and anything outside of that was not acceptable. And as I started to get older and come into my own, I made the decision to get married at the age of 18. And I mean, my gosh, what do you know at the age of 18? I mean, I hate to say it, but nothing. And I ended up marrying someone who had a very similar vibration to my controlling father. And it ended up restricting me and making me feel blocked and unseen and unheard. And there wasn't room to speak my truth. And what came out of that for me was a lot of anger, a lot of frustration and resentment that I wasn't in a safe environment to express how I felt. And the message that was given to me in that was that it didn't matter how I felt. It only mattered what the other person was feeling or thinking. And so I spent a lot of time in that angry space. And I feel like it came out in various ways. And I feel like a lot of it was me kind of taking it out on myself, a feeling of like holding it in and feeling like I was going to self-implode because there was no place to put how I felt and to be true to those feelings. You know, it's interesting because as I started raising children, that was when I really noticed the impact that it had on me. And again, I started having kids really young. I had my oldest daughter when I was 20. And as I was raising my kids, I realized in the beginning that I was raising them in a very similar vibration where I was kind of passing on the same sort of mindset that my kids' voices didn't matter and that there wasn't room for them to speak their truth. And I had an incident at one point in raising my three older children. They were quite little at the time, where I flew off the handle. And a friend was there when it happened, and he was like, "What are you doing?" And I don't know why in that moment it hit me so strongly, but I recognized that I was continuing a cycle that not only didn't work for me, but that wasn't aligned with how I wanted to raise my kids. And from that point on, I started to implement practicing the pause before I would react or respond to things. And the practicing the pause is really about being intentional with your words. You know, I think sometimes we let our emotion get the best of us. And when that emotion passes and calms down, there tends to be some clarity in what we were thinking or feeling. And so it's a tactic that I have learned to embrace wholeheartedly. And I try to be really intentional about the process of speaking my truth, in that I let the emotions pass and I process them, and then I say how I feel or what I think. And I believe that through this process, I have become a mother who has a completely different dynamic and relationship with my own children than what I ever had with my parents. And I'm not going to say it's been easy. It's been a decades-long process of me learning to do things differently and unpacking how I was raised versus how I wanted to raise my kids and what I wanted to do going forward. And I think this season has been probably the most powerful as far as speaking my truth and living my truth. I spent years in the beauty industry, and I would put my hands on people and I would sense things about what they were going through or what they were experiencing. And I would mask that ability as just like curious questions that I was asking the person. And it wasn't until trauma hit with my son that I feel like I was broken wide open. And I had to speak my truth. There was a feeling of, I can't hold this in anymore. And so I gave up my career in the beauty industry to dedicate my life to helping people on their healing journey. And me doing that required me to be open and authentic publicly, right? Not just with my family or not just with my friends, but speaking my truth in a public platform and saying, I'm intuitive. And this is what I can do. And these are the abilities I have. And this is how I can help people. And I'll tell you, it's been met with a lot of resistance. People who have known me for a really long time maybe don't quite understand my truth. And I would tell anybody who's going through the process of learning to speak your truth, there is going to be an uncomfortable part of that process. You might have relief from speaking it, But then there's also the people who are on the receiving end of your truth that may not quite be able to grasp it because they know you to be and do and speak a certain way. And when you are being open about who you are, sometimes the people in your life can meet that with some resistance. So I would say this process has been ongoing, and it's something that I really try to focus on daily because I want my brand to be that of authenticity and vulnerability. I want what people to know that know me, I want people who know me or know about me to know exactly who I am right out of the gate. And it's funny because I was in a career that was all about people pleasing, right? And morphing into what the person needed me to be so that I could execute the look that they wanted for their hair, for their appearance. And now in this season, it's more about me being true to who I am than it is about making others happy. So it's a very different mindset when you're in this space. But I would say it's also been extremely liberating to be in a space where I can go to sleep at night knowing that what I am showing the world is truly who I am.
Wow, I love that. It's that's a great way of kind of summarizing our journey, right? There's are you speaking your truth is such a great insight into are you shining your light? Are you showing up in your authentic self? And insight into your spiritual journey because, speaking your truth, again, I just want to reiterate, isn't about always speaking with anger and speaking, it's really about responding and sharing your what's in your heart. And ultimately, it's when we're on this journey, we are on a we're a soul having a it's we're a soul having a human experience, and the human experience is about finding your voice. I remember thinking about starting this podcast and, receiving the message that my voice is my gift and I need to use it. I procrastinated because, using my voice, speaking my truth, what if nobody wants to listen? And, I think through my journey growing up as a kid, I didn't have a voice. And so learning to speak authentically, and speaking my truth in whatever scenario, has been something I've worked on all my life. And there's so many different facets of speaking your truth. Ultimately, I speak my truth because, as you say, I want to be how I do one thing is how I do everything. So, a lot of people say I'm quieter than I used to be, but that's because actually I choose to speak when I've got something to say. And for me, that's also part of it, right? Is being aware of where you're speaking from and what's your intention when you share? Because when I started again appearing on social media and kind of being in having a senior role in the corporate world, I was worried about, hold on, I'm talking about spirituality. What's the reaction going to be? But I knew I had to merge worlds because I wanted to set the example. If I'm going to mentor people, guide people, I wanted to be the one setting an example that I'm speaking my truth. And there's so many different facets of speaking your truth. It is a powerful thing to do to overcome fear and self-doubt. It is liberating, right? It's also daunting because you may, as Stacey was saying, you may get a reaction. But ultimately, I believe our role is to speak our truth, to raise our vibration and to really set an example to others. If we get triggered or if the person gets triggered, for me, that's an opportunity for me to heal. It's an opportunity for me to start on something to work on. And if I'm triggering somebody else, I can't control how other people are going to react. I can only speak my truth and speak from my heart. If it's impacting somebody else, then that's something they need to work on. And I would love to guide people, and I'll kind of always explain where I'm coming from. But if you find yourself not speaking your truth, or if you find yourself changing your words because you don't want to hurt, you know what? It's okay up to a point, as long as you're still speaking your truth. Because speaking your truth in anger just means that you lose. You're not going to build rapport because the other person is going to react with anger. Using the right words to convey your message from a loving perspective is more likely to touch the other person's heart. So yeah, respond rather than react. Be conscious of the words you're using. But ultimately, it is about you using your voice because there's power there. And your voice needs to be heard because you've got something to say. And ultimately, we all have a story to tell. We all have something to share. And, for a lot of us, the information we have comes from a different place. So we have a duty to share it. I get it. There's so many impacts. What are people going to think? When you touch on spirituality and you come from a religious background, what's the impact going to have to the people that Stacey was saying, the people that know you? But it is, and it does inspire you. It builds confidence. When you embrace that vulnerability, which Stacey does so well, it is a strength. And you set an amazing example for others. But ultimately, it has to be about you. Honoring your values, truly standing in your power. And I'd come back and really ask our listeners is to really look at all areas of your life and all the relationships you have and just challenge yourself and say, okay, where am I not speaking my truth? Could it be personal relationship, family relationship? Could it be in a work environment? It's sharing your wisdom and understanding there's an impact to what you say, right? There's an impact, there's a ripple effect. But again, you can't always control how the people are going to think and react. But you can build the ripple effect into your thinking, right? So, I mean, this podcast, for example, has reached many people, and I love that. And I've really worked on all my relationships and truly speaking my truth. And I don't, there's a part of all of us that really wants to be liked. It's a human, two human traits that we all have is our need to avoid pain and our need for love. And our need to avoid pain actually is in some ways a more powerful because it's kind of more primal. But our need for love goes so much deeper. And of course, as at a level, we all want to be liked. And therefore, if you haven't been speaking your truth, delve into it and understand why. And it probably comes down to you wanting to be loved. And I guess, I challenge the listeners and say, well, is that love authentic? If you're not speaking from the heart, and you're worried about how the other person is going to react if you speak your truth, is that really love? And I get it's difficult. I'm just giving you, I'm sharing from my heart, and just really, I'd love for our listeners to really find their voice, to speak their truth, because your voice needs to be heard. We all have a story to tell, and this is the time for us to truly activate our voices. And yeah, well, I mean, let's go through some practical tips. But for me, the biggest thing is just to be that researcher. Really ask yourself, am I speaking my truth? And being in an honest, having a conversation with yourselves. Another whole aspect of speaking up, speaking your truth, is what conversation are you having with yourself? Because 100% speaking your truth is about speaking authentically outside to whoever is in your life. But are you speaking your truth to yourself? When you look in the mirror and you have a conversation with yourself, are you being honest with you? Even when I ask you this question, what area are you in your life are you not speaking your truth? How, when I ask you that question, how honest are you with yourself? How much do you kind of almost kid yourself? And that's where speaking your truth, start with a conversation with yourself. Look in the mirror. You know, they say your eyes are windows to the soul. Connect into your soul through your eyes and ask that question. Am I speaking my truth? What areas am I not speaking my truth? What would speaking my truth look like?
You know, it's interesting because I think about some of the work that I do with clients, and I have a client currently who grew up in the Mormon church and was very devout in her religion. And she made the choice in her 50s to walk away from that. And when we first started our sessions, she would have run-ins with people in the community. Like she would be out at the store and she would see somebody from the church and she would like turn and run in the other direction. And one of the things that I've worked with her on is if she is in a space where she feels that she is living true to who she is, then why does she feel that she needs to run from those situations? And through the process of a couple of months of working with me, she's now been in the place where she's interacting with those people and she's being open about who she is and where she is in the season of her life. It's a really powerful testament to going through the process of uncovering the truth first for yourself and then allowing yourself to voice it. Because I think a lot of us know what our truth is. We know where we stand on whether it's like our political views or our religious standpoint or the way we raise our family. We know what our truth is deeply inside of us. But the question is, are we showing that to other people? I have another client that I was working with just today who is going through the challenge of trying to juggle a unique career path along with her household responsibilities. And she and her husband had a very open conversation about what his expectations are of her in their dynamic in their marriage and with the home, and what her expectations and her needs are. And it wasn't until she spoke her truth that she really understood where she was coming from and that the expectations that he had of her were unrealistic for her in this season. And so we talked on this call about how she can better manage what she's feeling and what her truth is and what the needs of her family are. And so I find it fascinating because when we do topics like this, there are so many times where I can think of clients and the interaction we've had with them and what this looks like. And, you know, I don't talk about this often, but one of the most challenging things that I saw growing up was my sister came out and told our family that she was gay. And before the process of her coming out, I watched her for several years be very self-destructive and turn inward and become very insecure. And when she finally spoke her truth, it was like she came alive. And the person that she is today is open and genuine and not just speaking her truth, but living it. And I saw the damage that came from her not speaking her truth. And it motivated me to be open about who I was because I recognized how self-destructive it was for her to not be true to who she is. So it's interesting because this has happened like in phases in my life where I've understood on deeper levels and I feel really blessed that I'm in a space now where I get to work with clients who are going through the same kinds of transitions that I've been through in my life or that I've seen other people go through, and to be able to mentor them through the process of first uncovering what their truth is, right? Second, acceptance that that's their truth. And third, living it or finally speaking it to those around them. Because it is a process, right? For a lot of us, it's a process that we have to first acknowledge what we know to be our truth. And then after we've acknowledged it, we have to make peace with it in that awareness and then speak it. So there's a whole process, I think, that has to happen within a person in order to be able to be in a place where you can speak it and live it. And it's not always easy. It, whether it's the expectations of our family members and our friends, whether it's the expectation, like societal expectations of the roles we feel that we're meant to play, I believe there are all different facets to this that contribute to us kind of stifling or hiding who we are. And yet there's so much power in being open and authentic and saying, this is who I am, and this is my truth, right? I think that the clients that I've worked with recently are probably opening me up to it in an even more significant way because I'm recognizing that it's not a certain type of person that holds back from speaking their truth. This can impact anybody at any time, at any age. It might even be that you've spoken your truth and had a negative experience come from it, where someone has met that truth with resistance or judgment. And oh my gosh, when that happens, that can shut you down from wanting to speak your truth to anyone because you then are concerned about how it's going to be received. So there's layers to this, my friends. And if you're in a season in your life right now where you are feeling stifled, you are feeling unseen, unheard, maybe you feel that you're playing a role as opposed to being the most genuine version of yourself, I would really encourage you to ask yourself why. Why are you playing this role? How is it serving you to continue playing this role? And what would it look like if you actually were open about who you are and truthful with those around you, including yourself?
Powerful, powerful journey that we go on to speak our truth. And as I guess just a few other things, I find speaking my truth, pick the areas that you're passionate about. Like, politics sometimes, kind of is gets a reaction. But maybe politics isn't something you're passionate about. It's a topic I don't get involved in too much because it's I prefer guiding people more on the personal journey. And the interesting also about speaking your truth is also making sure you're listening. Because sometimes you're talking to somebody and just are you really listening to what they're saying? Because active listening is also a part of it, right? When you are present, when someone's having a conversation at a heart and a soul level, they realize it. And that also gives you the opportunity to speak your truth from a loving perspective. Because, some people, some people speak for the sake of speaking, and some people speak to be heard. So really also challenge yourself and say, are you listening actively? Some of the practical steps is it starts small. Some the spiritual journey and some of the things that we ask people to do, like speaking of truth, can be really daunting. And it's like, where do you start? And starting some small and picking a relationship and building your confidence from there and understand. Stacey's example, when you get a reaction, don't let that stop you from speaking your truth because you're changing. And as you change, people around you are going to see that reaction and see that change and they're going to react. That doesn't mean you're wrong. You can check in with yourself and say, well, hold on, am I speaking my truth from my heart? Ultimately, be honest and direct and speak from the heart. Because sometimes, again, we want to have a direct conversation and we extend it, we make it into such a longer conversation, and that also causes frustration. Be honest, be direct. And instead of using the you statement, use the I statement. Because I takes ownership of your feelings. I feel like this. I want to share how I'm feeling. Because when you say you may, you're almost like you're attacking the other person. So really be conscious of making it about you. Speaking of truth is also about setting boundaries. What are you willing to accept? And what are you not? Speaking from a calm perspective, because again, I was talking about earlier, when you get angry, you lose kind of control. When you're staying calm, the other person's going to stay calm and you can have a more of a meaningful conversation. So breathe, practice the pause. It really is liberating speaking your truth. Be patient with yourself as you go on this journey. And ultimately, Stacey's already talking about it. We do a lot of this with our clients, where we guide people to truly be authentic, be themselves. Because we were influenced so much. We've talked about it through this podcast by our programming, be it religious, be it environmental, be it cultural, be it through work, whatever we have so much programming that we've experienced through our lifetime. And really what we try and do is we try and guide people to be their authentic self. And speaking of truth is such a big part of it because, like I was saying at the beginning, we have a role to play to truly shine our light, to share our story, to guide people in whatever way we want to choose to guide. And part of that has to be you speaking from the heart and speaking your truth. So if there's something that, something that we've said today that you feel that we can help you with, then reach out. Reach out, and we love the work that we do. Really getting people to understand what's happening inside, enabling them to speak the truth and shine the light is my favorite thing to do. So reach out if you feel we can help. We have a beautiful mentorship program where we guide people on through this process. So Stacey, as we close this episode out, any general prompts, any final advice for our listeners?
I always encourage writing because I think it's a great way to process what we're thinking. And sometimes we can kind of calm our thoughts by putting them down to paper. So if you have a journal, get it out. If you don't have a journal, contemplate getting one because maybe to start with, it's just you having a safe space to process what is your truth. If you were living in alignment as who you were divinely created to be, what would that look like? And then maybe take a closer look at some of the relationships that are the closest to you. Maybe it's your partner, maybe it's your friends, family, and evaluate, are you speaking your truth in those relationships? If you aren't, why not? And then, what is stopping you from speaking your truth? I think that's a great place to start. And if you're churning after listening to this episode and maybe it struck a nerve, reach out to us. We would love to hear from you, regardless of where you are on the journey. We offer a multitude of ways to help you on your own path, your own unique path. And maybe this is something that you want to overcome, but you're not sure how. And I would say from that space, sometimes it takes someone else coming into your orbit to help you process all of those things that you're thinking or feeling, and then turn them into a life that is authentic, a life that you can be proud of.
Really good advice there, Stace. Thank you for that. And I just had a thought. With this podcast, we are actively looking for guests who have a story to tell, who have some insight that would be great for the listener. So if you feel that you have a story to tell, if there's something you want to share and you feel that you're a good fit for this podcast, listen out to us. Send us a DM, send me a message, and just let us know a little bit about you, what you'd share, and maybe you could be a good guest for us. Maybe that's a good, great place for you to get out of your comfort zone and speak your truth. And as we close this episode out, I want to remind people of the promotion that we started this month. We really wanted an opportunity for people to connect with us and really kind of get an insight and experience what we do. And we were wondering what's the best way to do that? How do we make it accessible? And this is where we came up with the price of $33 for a 30-minute session with either both me and Stacey together, or us. You can pick any one of us individually, and you get to experience. We'll give you whatever insight we have, whatever spiritually we feel inside what's happening with you. We can provide some coaching insights. Actually, maybe you want to schedule a 30-minute session to talk about speaking your truth. I'll include the link to book through the show notes. Reach out to us if you have any questions. And I'd love to hear the impact this episode has on you. So, if there's an area of your life that you have chosen during this episode to start speaking your truth, and whether it's a small area, big area, let us know. It's always good to hear the impact this podcast has. It always lifts my soul hearing from our listeners. So yeah, reach out. Like I said at the beginning, I've just come back from a trip to Vancouver. Actually, I landed a couple of hours ago. And I spent 3 days at a soul spa guiding some unique, beautiful souls. I love the work that we do, and I love guiding people in the way that I feel like I'm put on this planet to do. So, if this podcast hit a nerve, if it had an impact, reach out to me. Let me know. Sending everyone so much love and light. Thank you for listening to us. Thank you for allowing us to guide you. Stacey, I'm going to hand over to you to close up.
It's always a joy to be in this space with you, friends, and we love what we do, and we are here to support you. Thanks for listening.
Thank you, everyone. Bye for now.